This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The battle over deportations continues to intensify. Here's CBS's Christiane Benavides.
Lawyers for the Trump administration are urging the Supreme Court to allow the deportations of Venezuelan men they claim are criminal gang members to continue. The deportations remain paused while justices consider the matter. The administration's filing came hours after a rare weekend ruling by the justices, which halted deportation flights. The migrants are currently being held in a central Texas detention center.
President Trump speaking out on Truth Social, attacking those questioning the measures he's been taking. He wrote, "Happy Easter to all, including the radical left lunatics who are fighting and scheming so hard to bring murderers and well-known MS-13 gang members back into our country." Off to Rome now on this Easter Sunday.
Pope Francis wished the faithful a happy Easter, delivering his traditional Urbi et Orbi blessing from the balcony of St. Peter's. Later, he greeted crowds with a lap around the square in the Pope Mobile for the first time since he was discharged from the hospital 3 weeks ago for double pneumonia.
At least three are dead after severe storms hit Oklahoma. KWTV's Tevis Hillis says dangerous flooding swept away cars near Oklahoma City.
One of the cars involved fell under a bridge. Officers say they found the bodies of a woman and a 12-year-old boy overnight. They passed away because of this. Everyone from the other car was rescued. One of them was taken to the hospital.
Severe weather will continue into early tomorrow with the possibility of large hail, damaging winds, and even potentially strong tornadoes. The president says he hopes for a Russia-Ukraine peace deal this week and promised big business with the United States for both if a truce is signed. Secretary of State Marco Rubio had warned last week that the U.S. may move on from trying to secure a deal if there's no progress in the coming days. Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick told Face the Nation,
"I think Secretary Rubio is doing a great job. He's a smart man. He understands Putin. He understands the dynamic of the Russia-Ukraine conflict and the history there. And I have full faith in his ability to barter a just and fair agreement."
To the war in the Middle East, where Israel's military acknowledges its soldiers made mistakes when they recently opened fire and killed 15 medical workers.
The deputy commander of the reconnaissance unit involved has been dismissed for giving false details of how the deaths occurred. The military has stopped short of accusing him of actually lying. The unit's commanding officer has also been reprimanded. Further legal action is possible.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Rain showers continue tonight. Some pockets of heavy rain and a low around 38. Showers in the morning Monday. Highs in the afternoon around 47 and breezy out of the northwest. For Monday night, partly cloudy, breezy, 31. Tuesday showers and 54. Currently 42 degrees.
Day one. The hardest day. The day you hear,
"This is a type of blood cancer."
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad lib to De Niro. He's like security. You're like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And wow. Him, he said, make sure you don't call it ad libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Unlabeled. Let's take a listen down memory lane like your 90s mixtape is playing in your headphone. Done with the holiday marathon, we're getting back to the swing or grunge of things. Coming up, we'll hang out with the fun-loving Criminals, the Wallflowers, Belly, Soundgarden, and so much more. First track takes us not far from where we record, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where Citizen King was a band discovered by a fellow Wisconsinite, Speech from Arrested Development. More on that on a later tape, and we'll play some Arrested Development. Citizen King had a top 40 hit with Better Days, and The Bottom Falls Out, but we kick off the new year, new show, with one of my favorites of the 90s from the 95 album Brown Bag LP. Here's Wisconsin's own Citizen King Masquerade on WFHR's Unlabeled.
Why stand there alone if I can't be yourself? Masquerades and charades and games and such. I move the needs of teensy more. I move the needy bit too much. Oh hell, might as well get loose and feel the tight love. That cover up if in you can't stand up. Rhinestone glitter shining pale moonlight. Raid in plastic faces, strings attached to many places. Rude upon the finger, but a smile hanging upside down. Insecurities and none for surety. Might make the transition a little hard, a little deep. A fast pace race to win. Nothing but in the air. Move the needs to change some more. Move the needy bit too much. Oh hell, might as well get loose and feel the tight love. Insecurity and unfortunities might make the transition a little hard, a little deep. A fast-paced race to win. Nothing but losers in the end. down the strip.
Sideways, something will never change. Arizona's own, the underrated Meat Puppets with Backwater. Before that, had Three Strange Days from Schools of Fish. Now, if the Meat Puppets sounded familiar, you may remember them joining Nirvana for their legendary Unplugged performance. A couple of their songs got into the playlist, and I know I was thankful to hear Kurt singing some of those songs, all of them, really. Both Oh Me and Plateau were two of my favorite parts of the show, and two of my favorite songs, really, from that era. On the way, we got Buffalo Tom, XTC, and a pick from Seth to keep the forgotten 90s theme going. One from 92 that went on to number one on the U.S. Modern Rock chart. Hailing from Virginia, Cracker and Teen Angst. I don't know what the world needs now. On Unlabeled here at WFHR.
I've laughed at. I don't know what the world may want, but a good stiff drink it surely don't. So I think I'll go and fix myself a tall one. 'Cause what the world needs now is a new kind of tension, 'cause the old one just bores me to death. 'Cause what the world needs now, another folk singer like I need a hole in my head. I don't know what the world may need, but a V8 engine's a good start for me. Think I'll drive and find a place to be surly. I don't know what the world may want, but some words of wisdom could comfort us. Think I'll leave that up to someone wiser. 'Cause what the world needs now are some true words of wisdom, like la 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 la. 'Cause what the world needs now is another folk singer, like I need a hole in
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hello there, this is James.
Melissa.
Chad. And Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Someone calls on me, and every now and then I spend my time at rhyme and verse and curse those faults in me. And then along comes Mary,
Mary.
And along comes Mary,
Mary.
And she wanna give me kicks and be my study chicken, give me picking memories.
Memories.
But maybe rather gather dust from all the fails and tribulations no one ever sees.
Ever sees. Ever sees.
I was sure out to lunch. Now I empty cup. Tastes as sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. When desire is the fire in the eyes of chicks whose sickness is the games they play. And when the masquerade is played and neighbor folks make jokes as who is most to blame today. And then along comes Mary,
Mary, Mary.
And along comes Mary,
Mary, Mary.
And does she want a second wind and let them see reality from where she got her name?
Got her name, got her name.
And will the struggle much later with such a tender touch of hers will make them not the same?
Not the same, not the same.
When we met, I was sure out to lunch. Now I empty cup, taste as sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. The gas and plastic kids are flung across the stars. The psychodramas and the traumas gone. The songs are left and sung and hung upon the scars. And then along comes Mary,
Mary, Mary.
And along comes Mary,
Mary, Mary.
And does she want to see the stains with the remains of all the pain she left the night before? Or will the waking eyes reflect the lies and make them realize the urgent cry for sight no more?
Sight no more, sight no more.
I was sure out to lunch. Now I am the cup. Tastes as sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. I was sure out to lunch. Now I am the cup. Tastes as sweet as the punch. When we met, I was sure out to lunch. Now I am the cup. Tastes as sweet as the punch. I was sure out to lunch. Now I empty cup, taste as sweet as the punch. When we met, I was sure out to lunch. Now I empty cup, taste as sweet as the punch. When we met, I was sure out to lunch. Now I empty cup, taste as sweet as the punch. When we met, I was sure out to lunch. Now I empty cup, taste as sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
I can't get to sleep. About the implications, diving in too deep, and possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations I know will be alright. perhaps it's just imagination. Day after day, it reappears. Night after night, my heartbeat shows the fear.
Originally performed by Men at Work and featuring Colin Hay from the band, that was Overkill with Laszlo Bane. Still have XTC and Mad Season on the way. Now we're going to my main man Seth's request. Be sure to join us here at WFHR every Sunday from 6 to 8 for Seth Faces the Music. It's a great show. Seth takes a theme and runs with it. And I think my dad, who's a gigantic fan of the show, only catches this one because he's already listening to Seth's. From his favorite band, Seth's not my dad. Here's They Might Be Giants, Birdhouse in the Soul on Unlabeled here at WFHR.
Vigilantly, my name is Blue Canary. pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. There's a picture opposite me of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screaming Argonauts, new bird of friendliness, like guardian angels, it's always near. New canary in the outlet by the light switch, who watches over? Not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
Gotta keep them separated. Separated.
Hey! The man, you're disrespecting me. Take him out.
You gotta keep them separated. Separated.
Hey! Man, you're talking back to me. Take him out.
You gotta keep them separated.
Hey!
Yeah. separated.
Hey! Man, you're disrespecting me. Took him out.
Gotta keep them separated.
Hey!
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen talked about his meeting in El Salvador with Kilmer Abrego Garcia, the Maryland man mistakenly deported. He says the Salvadorian government went to great lengths to deceive, posting pictures of drinks at their table that resemble margaritas.
They're trying to create the impression that, you know, this is a guy in paradise, when in fact he's been in one of the most notorious prisons in the world.
At least three deaths are to blame on severe weather in Oklahoma. And WMOV meteorologist Leah Hill says the dangerous system is still hitting the nation's midsection.
Tornadoes cannot be ruled out in these types of situations either, as a line of thunderstorms tracks across the area.
Thousands were in St. Peter's Square for Easter Sunday, where the Pope did a blessing from the balcony of the Basilica.
I'm really grateful to be here right now. I know it's a really wonderful opportunity to be in Vatican City.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Rain showers continue tonight. Some pockets of heavy rain and a low around 38. Showers in the morning Monday. Highs in the afternoon around 47 and breezy out of the northwest. For Monday night, partly cloudy, breezy 31. Tuesday showers and 54. Currently 42 degrees.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's more than a place to shop. Schrader's Department Store is a 134-year-old cornerstone in the Manitowoc County community of Two Rivers. It's also the oldest, and not just in the state, but the country, still operated by the same family.
I am fourth generation. We've made the store just our own special spot now.
AJ Schrader runs the store with her sister, and like every generation, grew up working there.
My sisters and I were all raised in the department store from little on. I would wait on customers when I was 12. It's just a part of who we are. Our customers are what open the doors every day.
So it's a mix of new and old, including services like tailoring.
It's just a great place to be.
It really is a slice of Wisconsin you won't find anywhere else. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Sure.
wonderful writing and layers of XTC with their second major hit at the time, The Ballad of Peter Pumpkinhead. Written by Andy Partridge, that song was inspired by a jack-o'-lantern Partridge had carved and placed on a fence post in his garden for Halloween. Afterward, as he walked past it each day on his way to and from his home studio in which he composed the songs, he observed its advancing state of decay and began to feel sorry for it. He said that he began thinking about what would happen if there was somebody on Earth who was kind of perfect. God, they'd make so many enemies. His quote, and it's kind of on. We wrap up with a rare and fantastic song from the supergroup formed in 1994 as a side project of members from the bands in Seattle's grunge scene. The band's principal members include guitarist Mike McCready from Pearl Jam, drummer Barrett Martin of Screaming Trees, bassist John Baker Saunders, and lead singer Lane Stanley of Alice in Chains, one of my all-time favorites. Mad Season released only one album, Above, in March of 1995. Its first single, River of Deceit, was a radio success, and Above was certified a gold record by RAA. Here to play us out, River of Deceit. Be good to each other, and we'll meet you here for the next tape of Unlabeled on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Have a good night, everybody.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwalbe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Anne from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for if they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water?
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off-ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin with breaking news regarding Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. CBS News has confirmed reporting from the New York Times that says he shared classified details about U.S. airstrikes in Yemen with another private signal group that included his wife, brother, and former personal attorney. The messages were sent on March 15th, the same day he shared similar operational details in a separate signal chat with administration officials that inadvertently included a journalist. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen is pushing hard for the release of Kilmer Abrego Garcia. He's a man deported to El Salvador by mistake.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Van Hollen said Garcia was denied due process.
When you trample on the constitutional rights of one man, as the courts have all said is happening in this case, you threaten the constitutional rights of every American.
So-called